Welcome to Catholic Sports View, a look at the athletes and coaches who shape the Trinity League. Exploring where athletics meets faith. Now, here's your host, Bob Gibson.
Welcome one and all to Catholic Sports View. I am Bob Gibson, your host, and we are brought to you by the Catholic Diocese of Orange, and we're glad you joined us again this week. You know, the tagline of our show is where athletics meets faith, and faith is obviously a huge part of what we do here on Catholic Sports View, and where everything starts for all of us, right? And as I talk to coaches and athletic directors and everybody along this journey, it's always at the top of the list for everybody, right? You know, it's faith and then education, and then the sports kind of comes in, you know, below that. And so it's, I think it's really a unique part of what this Trinity League is all about, is that everything is based in faith and then academics after that. And, you know, really that's the basis for everybody we talk to. And I think it's a standard that the Trinity League has set itself to. And it's great to see because, you know, really that's what it's all about. We're going to carry on through our lives as people. Sports for most athletes is going to be a small part of their time here in their youth, and then they're going to go on and still hopefully be productive, you know, people in their adult years out in the world. And that basis is what's started here at this level, and it's really important. So I really, you know, want to take those moments and those opportunities to talk about faith within the podcast here with different people who are making a difference in the Trinity League. One of those people is Jeff McKee over at Orange Lutheran High School. You know, we're talking to Coach Borba, the baseball coach, last week over at OLU, and he brought up Jeff McKee's name. And so after we were done with the interview, I said, hey, you know, who is this this person you were talking about? And he was sort of talking about him. He's a chaplain within the baseball program. I said, this is the kind of stuff we want to talk about here on the podcast. So texted Mr. McKee, and he said, yeah, would love to come on and do it. So that is our show for this week. So many things. He's also with Fellowship of Christian Athletes. He's the chaplain for the Orange County Fire Authority, Santa Ana Police Department. He's got so much going on, and it's so great to see, and he's spreading the word, and this is what it's really about. So without further ado, here's my interview with Jeff McKee. Let's say hi to Jeff McKee. Welcome him into the show. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, this is great. Yeah, thanks for thinking of us and the program at Orange Lutheran.
Absolutely. You know, it's unique in the Trinity League because, you know, we have a whole section of Catholic schools, and then we have the one Lutheran school, which is Orange Lutheran. But I always say on the show, the one thing that binds all the schools together is that faith in Christ. And that is paramount and at the top of the mission of each one of the schools in the Trinity League, which really makes one of the reasons it makes this league so special. And you're a big part of that. And, you know, as I was talking to Coach Borba, you know, the head baseball coach over at Orange Lutheran, you know, he brought up your name as somebody who's really a key component within the baseball program and really helping the boys really foster their faith. How'd you get involved, first of all? I mean, I know it's probably a big question and a big that covers a lot, but how'd you get involved, first of all, in being a chaplain and in being involved over at OLU?
So I used to make baseball bats. My family started a baseball bat company called Trinity Bats in 2005. And I got a chance to see Christian athletes use sport, especially baseball, as a platform to share Jesus with individuals. And that just started this growth inside my heart. Man, I want to be a part of this somehow, some way. Like, I knew Major League Baseball had baseball chapel out there for players that wanted to come on Sundays. And I ended up finding FCA. I came on staff with FCA 8 years ago, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And then 6 years ago, I reached out to Borbs, and I just like, hey, I love to walk alongside of your guys' program somehow, some way. And that was the first year that I started doing leadership development with all the seniors there. And then it led to baseball chapel once a week. And their schedule's a little crazy. Like, they don't have a baseball field on campus. So it's, like, they share a field with Hart Park, with Chapman College. And so they don't have your typical six period baseball, but it's kind of weaving my schedule around with their schedule. We were able to land on some days and opportunities for me to show up, open up God's word, dive into it. And it's been special. There's been a lot that the Lord has done in the last 6 years.
Have you found the boys were really receptive to you wanting to be there and being a part of what they're doing?
Yeah. I mean, just 2 weeks ago, I had a conversation with one of the athletes talking about faith. He's like, man, I want to open up the Bible. I want to get into it. Coach, where do I start? And, you know, this was one of the guys. He was a starting pitcher. He came out of the game in the fifth inning, where he comes up to me in the fifth inning and asks me the question. And I'm like, let's talk after the game. Yeah, like, you know, I've had amazing conversations from the bullpen, walking down the foul line with an individual. You know, there's families there that, like, you know, going through, like, struggling with family members that have cancer, walking with them. And they're like, Coach, I'm having a hard time seeing the Lord in this. You know, is he there? And so just to remind them that he is. And even when we can't see that, you know, he's still there. He is faithful. So yeah, there's been a bunch of cool stories.
Obviously, the Lord reveals himself in so many different ways and at so many different times. I'm sure you see that in your journey and in the way that he opens up to different people in different ways and different times. As I said, you know, you never know, right?
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah, it's interesting. One of the things that you've learned kind of along the way as you've been part of this journey.
Well, I think that the biggest thing, so I still coach, right? So I'm on the field at least once or twice a week with them at Olu. But and where a coach can make a difference, and the coach shows up. And I think we always talk about it at Olu. It's more than baseball. Like, yes, God has blessed this program with amazing talent, and you know, we put up some numbers on the scoreboard, but man, it's far greater than what the scoreboard shows. It's more than baseball. So we talked a lot about that. I know Borbs has an open door policy, and players, like, I'll walk in to see what coach is doing, and there'll be a player that's meeting with them. And it's just so encouraging that the guys can come in, pop in, and, you know, whether, man, I just broke up with my girlfriend. Like, so I'm struggling. I have a test coming up, or, you know, can you pray for me? You know, I have this going on. It's just far, far beyond the game. And so I think for us as coaches, man, we have to have our eyes open to it. And I think, man, that the Lord has really blessed at least Olu baseball. I could say for Olu baseball, all those coaches on there, they see the heart behind the jersey, you know. So you can put a practice plan up on the board, but each kid's going to learn different. And yeah, each kid's going to be motivated in a different way. So as coaches, if we could figure that out, then it's you're really winning beyond the scoreboard, which is huge. And that's happening at Orange Lutheran.
Getting to talk with somebody about the Lord, about their journey, is very rare or even non-existent at a public school. Certainly, those kind of opportunities don't really present themselves. But because it's a private school, you get that opportunity. You get that chance to make those discussions. You know, how big a difference do you think it makes in the life of a young person to be able to get that opportunity to speak openly and freely?
Oh, it's huge. Yeah, I have two girls, 18 and 20 right now, that in elementary school and middle school, they were at a private school. And I think to have a teacher or a coach that is able to pray for them is so huge. So I know that at Orange Lutheran, you got just the pressures of school, right? You got the pressures of being a 16-year-old, 17-year-old, you know, pivotal time in their lives. But a teacher or a coach is able to say, hey, how can I pray for you? Or what's going on? Or, you know, even I see maybe you're a little bit quiet today. Is everything okay? And how could I pray for you? It's been so special. I know every practice, every single game, every time we get together as a team at the Olu baseball program, man, we're always praying. It's just, it's cool to see. And what's sweet is not me every time. Yeah. You have guys that are stepping up and they're leading the team in team prayers. And it is really special.
You mentioned FCA earlier, and Fellowship of Christian Athletes has been around for a long time. I mean, it's one of those things that's been around. It's kind of a foundational thing. How instrumental was that group in kind of setting the roots for people like you to be able to come to these programs and make a difference?
Oh, yeah. It's been huge. I do ministry on other campuses as well. And so I definitely, you know, having the rich history of FCA, 1954, you know, it was a dream of a basketball coach, Don McLennan, to use sport as a way, as an open door to talk about Jesus, you know, with athletes and coaches, and then those they influence. And so it's been special to be a part of this ministry. But I really feel too that a lot of these pro sport teams, like Major League Baseball has baseball chapel. Like a lot of these pro football teams, mm-hmm. they have chaplains. These are not faith-based organizations, but their employees, right? The athletes, you know, they want it, and it's optional. So they're not making anybody go to it. So it's special. So you have, like, for us at Baseball Chapel at Orange Lutheran, it's really modeled after what Major League Baseball and Baseball Chapel, what they offer every single clubhouse across the nation with Major League Baseball. And, you know, the minor leaguers, like if someone's coming in once a week and leading chapel for those who want to come. I mean, they have chapel for umpires and for visiting teams, yeah. You know, so to model it after what Major League Baseball is doing, it's cool. So then when you, for someone like myself, can go to another coach and say, hey, this is happening at the professional level. Could it happen here? And we're seeing some open doors, and especially, you know, at a public school, you know, because it's Major League Baseball is doing it, and we could do it here. So a lot of times the coach will open up the door, we'll put it on the practice plan as optional, and you get a couple athletes that come to it, and then it starts to build. And FCA, like, we're big on bringing, like, free pizza, free Chick-fil-A. You know, so those are the things where the athletes will come for food.
Those will get the kids, right? Yeah. No, you're right, because the life of an athlete is crazy. It's so busy. There's so much going on. So much time spent in the cars or buses or planes if you're a college or professional athlete. I know when I interviewed Mike Socha a couple of years back, and you know, he said it was so instrumental to have, you know, it's hard flying into a new city and trying to find a church and go to mass and everything. It's hard to do sometimes. And so having somebody come and do that and have mass and have somebody to talk to there at the ballpark, it was instrumental in helping, you know, keep his faith alive, you know, during his career as well. And I imagine just having as many open doors as possible will keep these kids on the right path, right? Because there's so many things going on in the world of an athlete that can lead them off the path as well.
Yeah. I think every single day, I mean, following Jesus is hard, right? Mm-hmm. He didn't say, follow me and your life will be easy.
Yeah.
It is daily, pick up your cross and follow me. And so I just, man, I wish I had a coach that would walk alongside of me, yeah. And that would encourage me. And hey, no matter what you're going through, there's still hope, you know. And then especially within this game, we talk a lot about identity, and that baseball is just what we get to do. It's not who we are. So if we get wrapped up and we get sidetracked uh-huh. a little bit on this is who we are, then when we fail, man, it attacks our identity. But man, it's just what we get to do. And I know, you know, back when I was with Trinity, you talk to guys like Trumbo and, you know, James Loney and Adrian Gonzalez, and, you know, they're not getting wrapped up in the failing within the game. But it's come talk to me at the end of the year, you know, what my average is going to be at the end of the season. And, you know, I'm not going to let one or two games define me. It's been pretty cool to see.
Are there other schools that have come to you, maybe asked, you know, for your guidance and that want to establish these kind of things in their schools as well?
Yeah. 7 years ago, I was at Tustin High School for a couple of years with mm-hmm. Charles Chapman. Mm-hmm. I'm a Tiller, so I graduated from Tustin in 95. And then the last 2 years, I was also helping out at Santa Ana High School. My dad went to Santa Ana High School, and my grandparents went to Santa Ana High School. There's a lot of rich history there. I live in the city of Santa Ana, so to help out there and to pour into that community, it's been cool. It's really, you know, I'm kind of, when I tell people, it's like I was at Santa Ana and Olu, and they're like, hey, wait a minute, how could you do that? that's just where I get creative in my schedule, and I got a bunch of hats in the back of my truck, right? So if I'm showing up to Santa Ana, like, I'm taking this hat off and put the Santa Ana hat.
Right, right. The Lord's taking you where he's taking you, right? I mean, that's, and that's part of it too, is right, is listening and going where you're needed, I would imagine.
Yeah.
You're chaplain with the Orange County Fire Authority as well, right? So that's, I'm sure that that takes a big part of your day as well. What else would you like to do? What are some of the things you'd like to, you know, maybe establish or see happen with what you're doing?
Yeah, I think the last three years ago, I said yes in regards to with Orange County Fire Authority. Mm-hmm. And then this last January, I said yes to Santa Ana Police Department. So I'm also a chaplain for Santa Ana PD. Yeah, the last couple of years, God's really put on my heart who's responding to the first responders. You know, we call 911 and we have a bad day You know, we need first responders to show up, but who's showing up for them? So it is less last year, I started a nonprofit called One Another Chaplaincy. And it's going to focus on first responders. Like, how can we partner with first responders? And just like 3 weeks ago, a firefighter that I've been doing life with, he just launched a first responders night of hope. And we were able to partner with him and, you know, just see a bunch of first responders show up and a message, time of worship, word of encouragement. So yeah, my love for baseball and chaplaincy there, and then also chaplaincy to first responders. So see some open doors there.
It just entered my mind. I just thought of this. And what you do on the Olu campus, does that extend to coaches and teachers as well? Do they seek out your guidance?
Yeah, it's been cool. I mean, the last 3 years, we've had a coach's Bible study. You know, like all through COVID too. I mean, we were getting on at like 9 to 10 o'clock at night. Sometimes you get a couple of guys that would fall asleep at night, but it was a special time to where, you know, especially going through COVID, you know, just, you know, you turn on the news, there was a lot of opportunity to find discouragement. But man, we definitely stuck together as a group, as a coaching staff, you know, locked into God's word, just reminding ourselves what he says about us, like who we are and then who he is. But yeah, it's been cool. And I connecting with the athletic director there at Olu. We want to do like a coach connect where we bring supplies. Like FCA has done a really good job on creating Bibles for coaches and for athletes. So there's a special like 365 devotional in the back of these Bibles and tailored for a coach or tailored for an athlete. Yeah, just the daily word and then also God's word. So it's really cool.
Do you think there's a responsibility of the Trinity League because of the nature of the high profile way that the league is such a high profile league? So nationwide, people know, you know, this league, you know, that, you know, things that happen within here can stretch out, can be taken into other places.
Yeah. I've got a fellow staff guy who does chapel for Santa Margarita basketball.
Okay.
Last year we had a fellow staff person do soccer at Lolu for the girls soccer program. We're starting to see more people, especially just, I don't know, you see this high level of athletics.
Yeah.
And then you also see like this avenue for faith. And it's cool, you know, it's really cool to see. But yeah, we're seeing more people, you know, getting involved. And then whether it's a full like Bible study, like baseball chapel, or like just the character development piece. Yeah, it's been encouraging. I know like Modern Day does some good stuff on the off the field stuff. I know Jay Sarah, Coach K does the same thing. And, you know, it's really encouraging to see just what they're all doing to build up this next generation.
Yeah, no, it's really important. And I know it's every coach I talk to in this league, that's the message, right? Is we're building that. We're sending those next group of young men and young women out into the world. And sports is, you know, for most of them, just a small part of their life. But going on and becoming husbands and wives and business people and good people in the world out there, no matter what, that's really what the job is of mentors like yourself. As you said, it's such a pivotal age for these kids. It means the world, right?
Yeah.
Really does. Well, hey, we appreciate the time, Jeff. I applaud you, what you're doing. God bless you. And we appreciate it and keep going. And we're going to keep up with you. And we're going to check in with you again at some point. And we'll find out more great stuff that you're doing, because I know this is something, I think, a movement that's going to keep growing within the sports world.
Hey, man. Well, thanks for having us. Yeah, thanks for having me. And yeah, go Lancers.
Yeah, I hear you. Go Lancers, right? That's Jeff McKee. He's the chaplain with the Orange Lutheran baseball program. want to thank Jeff McKee once again for taking time out of his busy schedule. Man, he's got so much going on, but being able to share with us what he's doing, the difference that he's making within the lives of these young men over at OLU really means a lot. And I want to continue to tell these kind of stories here on Catholic Sports View. But the one thing that binds everybody together is that faith in Jesus Christ. So that is the one thing that's at the top of the list for every school in this league, like I mentioned, and really what makes it unique and special. So I want to thank you again for being a part of this podcast as well. Spread the word if you can. We would appreciate that. Once again, we are brought to you by the Catholic Diocese of Orange, and we hope you keep it right here on Catholic Sports. So I am Bob Gibson. Have a great week. We'll see you next week right here on the podcast. Have a good one.
You've been listening to Catholic Sports View, exploring where athletics meets faith, a production of the Roman Catholic Diocese of Orange in Southern California. Tell a friend about this podcast and be sure to share on your social media platforms. We'll catch up with you again next week, right here on Catholic Sports View.